The Defense Contract Audit Agency is setting new dollar thresholds for reviews of Pentagon procurements. We reported that earlier. That could reduce the amount of the number of audits they conduct. Now, an internal memo says that in most cases, DCAA will accept requests for audit help only for fixed price proposals, and of those, only more than $10 million. The threshold for cost-type proposals remains $100 million. Now, the memo was first made public by the Project on Government Oversight. A Pentagon spokesperson says the change will actually save money because it will allow the audit agency to focus on the high-risk areas. So we actually asked DCAA if they would talk about this a little bit more because we were wondering why they were not focusing on cost-plus contracts. Rather, instead, they were going to focus on fixed price, which seems like the less risky type of contract.
Hey, let me ask you really quick. Cost plus, tell me what that is.
That means you pay the vendor whatever cost they report plus a profit margin.
Got it. Okay. So I think opposed to the fixed price, which I know what that is.
Right. What's going on here is they're raising the threshold maybe so they can focus more on the cost type proposals, which are the higher risk.
Mm-hmm.
And so we asked them, you know, of the most interest to us is why you're raising this threshold to $100 million for cost type. And they answered in an email to our producer, Ruben Gomez, since they wouldn't come on the air. But they said DCAA is employing a risk-based approach to focus our resources on the higher risk areas. Generally, cost-type contracts are higher risk than fixed price. And so, however, at the time when proposals are being reviewed, cost-type contracts represent a lower risk compared to fixed price when they're being reviewed because DCAA will subsequently audit the actual costs for those cost-type contracts, if you can follow all that.
No, I can't.
Well, let's start again, yeah, because I'm having trouble myself here. Generally, cost-type contracts are higher risk than fixed price.
Got it.
We knew.
Okay, yeah.
But when the contract proposals are being reviewed, the cost type represent a lower risk. And the reason is they can evaluate the likely costs ahead of time, they're saying.
Oh, okay, like a crystal ball. Got it.
Exactly. So if you know what the costs are going to be, then, of course, the risk goes down if you can pinpoint those costs in a cost plus. So that's why they're saying that they're going to do more auditing of them, particularly trying to nail down the costs and get them squared away before they issue the contract, thereby lowering the risk of cost plus.
Hmm. Do we have all of this on the website? I'm asking our internet editor right now. Do we have all of these questions and answers online?
Yeah, and they also say they will have resources, staffing, that is to say, that would have been used on audits under the new threshold. So they're going to reallocate the way people do the work. So they're going to take more staff and put more staff on the high-risk types of projects, which are cost-plus. Frankly, every contract has risks, so I think the big ones are going to get a lot more scrutiny.
And I'm now in trouble with our internet editor because I said, hey, is this online, this Q&A? Is it online? And I'll get right on that.
Well, that's the problem.
So it's going to be online in a few minutes.
It shows the problem with email answers because you can get gobbledygook. But basically, they're going to say, yeah, cost plus is more risk, but since we can control the cost before we award the contract, that's how we take the risk out of it, essentially, is what they're saying.
I understand it.
Okay.
The way you explain it,